Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event! And now bringing back to the stage, the Roastmaster of Roast Battle, Brian motherfucking Moses!
Yo, we don't do this enough, but keep it going for Coach T in the back. We don't do it enough.
Yeah, this is that Roast Battle podcast. I'm Brian Moses. Hey, Coach T.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, you're the best.
I'm in here.
We got a ginger, fiery, hot guest right now. Andrew Santino from I'm Dying Up Here, Comedy Central Half Hour. Hour.
Jesus, yeah. Good.
What aren't you doing?
I'm not working right now. That's what I'm not doing. Okay. I've no work. My Showtime show canceled.
Okay.
My half hour and my hour. I did those. Funny guy.
Yeah. Tell him.
Done. Okay. Conan.
Yes.
All right.
Did Adam Devine's
Redheads.
First season, House Party.
Right. You're an OG.
He's a real deal.
Yeah,
I've been around
for a
little bit.
I stay on TV.
I try to stay on TV. That's how I pay my bills.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Comedy's okay. But TV's where we make our fucking money.
There you go. Talk that shit.
But you know what? I'm happy to be here. It took me an hour and a half to find this.
Yeah.
We tell your fans that Moses gave Hansel and Gretel directions over the river and through the woods. I needed to go to find Viacom. He doesn't like it that I'm talking shit.
I don't get why I got it and you can't, but I understand.
Because somebody showed you this room.
No, nah, you guys give up. You guys give up. You guys are entitled, you know?
I'm entitled.
Get him. Get him.
Bro.
Get him.
I don't want to bust these mics. The levels on these fucking mics. I'll be popping these fucking... No, I found it just fine. It's great. It's great to be here.
I'm kidding. No, it's took a it,
you know, the reason,
long time
I, the only
here,
reason
bro.
I liked Roast Battle was Coach T.
Yeah, that's
probably one of the only but all jokes aside, one of my favorite elements of the show. You were by far one of the most quick, the comedy that comes out of the back of the room. No one gives enough props to. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I appreciate
it. That's all I'm going to say about that. Not enough props goes to Coach T.
I appreciate it, man.
Jeff Ross. You listening, Jeff Ross?
He's one of our favorite judges.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Yeah, Drew, man.
Fucking tell me where you're from, Drew. How'd you get started in this thing? Why are you here? Why are you a fan of the show? Who is you?
Who am I? I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I moved here in 2006 to start stand-up comedy. Went through the grind many a moons later. Now I'm a regular at the world-famous Comedy Store on the Sunset Strip. Open 365 days of the year, hey, even when someone
you're regular
dies.
Everywhere. You're regular everywhere. Improv,
I am.
Laugh
yeah,
Factory,
no, I am.
Flappers.
I am.
Sal's
nope.
Comedy Hall.
Nope. Nope. Wrong. Wrong.
Really?
I get up at the... world famous Improv, Laugh Factory, Comedy Store, and then I do poke around clubs and rooms in LA, but I don't really do a lot of other shit anymore.
Okay.
I'm at the store 4 or 5 nights a week.
Really?
Yeah, when people are like, why aren't you, where else am I going to go that I get the most time and the best relationships out of? Oh, my friends are
and
there
parking,
now.
Parking, you know?
Okay.
I walk.
Damn, all right, well,
I live in the hood. Right. I walk. I get it's a mile and a half from my house.
Before we started recording, man, look, you had some thoughts about the state of, I guess, free speech in comedy.
Yes.
How you feel about that?
I think it's free as fuck now. I think you're allowed to say whatever you want. You should say whatever you want. I think people that are focusing too much on what you're not supposed to say are wrong. I think you say whatever the fuck you want. Listen, you can say it. It may not be well received, and you may face backlash. But okay. That's always been the state of comedy. We've always been the ones that are like the purveyors of our truth. It's just you used to get away with more on a public level, and now people are being more scrutinized. But that doesn't make it a bad thing. That just makes it like you're narrowing an audience and you're making people more aware of your positions, right? You just can't get away with saying something dumb for no reason, I guess. But that's fine.
Yeah,
they're
making you aware of it.
That to me is fine. Like if you want to say in your stand-up set, you know, I'm trying to think of the best way to like to even talk about it because I don't really know. I don't think anything's off limits.
I agree.
I think Anthony Jeselnik proves that week in, week out.
Right.
Nothing is off limits. It's how you say it and if it's funny. Yeah. Context means everything.
Yeah.
So contextually, if you're telling some garbage ass jokes and just dropping N-bombs because you think it's funny, And if it's not working because it's all shit jokes, well, then it doesn't work.
Yeah, this is bad jokes. Yeah.
I think that's been the truth in comedy. I don't think it's changed us at all. When people are like, what can you say on stage? Like, you could say fucking anything.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
There's not a right or a wrong way. It's always good and bad.
Right. Is it good comedy or bad comedy?
Because
if it's bad comedy and you say something bad, like I say, if I say a bad joke and I use a derogatory statement towards a group of people, well, that's on me.
Yeah.
I should know better that the joke's not that funny. Because guess what?
Take
the joke is funny, you can say almost fucking anything.
Let's get to these fucking main events, man. It's been a long night already. First cat I'm bringing to the stage from Dallas, Texas. He's Asian. I think he's 500 in this thing. Please make a lot for Alex Duong, everybody.
Yeah.
Yo, Nick Petrillo. He's only lost once. Why are you battling this dude?
He's a great friend of mine, great comic, and you know, it's the only night they're letting him out the orphanage.
Ooh.
What's that mean, though?
Thank you, old nigga wave.
Whoa!
Let's make this cat. He's 3-1 from Orange County. Make a love for Nick Petrillo.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like this. This is like the Great Wall versus you're going to build that wall. So this is so much fun. Anyway, Petrillo, why Alex?
Alex is a good friend of mine, and I just wanted to look up like a fucked up movie of Harold and Kumar up here for a second. So it's really
hot.
What I wanted
All
to
right.
do.
All right, first round, it's tit for tat. Who wants to go first? Yeah? Let's do it. Alex, Nick, are we ready?
Yeah!
Woo! Three rounds, first round, let's roast!
Nick believes in the paranormal because his real parents ghosted him.
Alex, you're pretty dark for an Asian. You look like you set your tanning bed to orange chicken.
Oh, shit! That was so what?
You look like Aladdin if his third wish was to become a DJ.
Alex, you look like your pussy smells like tempura.
Let's go!
The only way Nick can get girls wet is by rubbing them up against his wet back.
Alex is dating an Asian girl. He met her on plentyoffishheads.com.
Keep it going. Coach! Coach! Keep it going. Alex, Nick! Wow. I like it. You guys have been studying your Rose Battle manual. First fucking rule on that is racism. So good job, you two.
I wrote it.
Let's start with Cheeto Santino. What you got?
I think the Oriental guy did a lot of good stuff that I liked.
This one?
Is that not how you say it? That's right. Oriental man.
Yeah.
No, Oriental man did the best.
There's other words you can use.
What is
like,
it?
What like? Are like?
What are they?
Nip, jab.
Goop.
Zipper head. I mean, we could go on till 4 a.m.
Yeah, chink, gook, Charlie. You're right. We could go all night.
You also have pie face because their faces are round.
Yep.
Oh, word. Word up.
Slope, pan. Yeah, pan face, slope. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. This is all good, by the way, everybody.
Hey,
Chime in.
When can we get to the black ones? Because that could take 4 hours.
Oh, come on. There's no. Yeah.
Willie, you ain't black. You got network money.
Oh! Season 3 Willie, baby. Season 3 Willie.
You're like OJ. You ain't going to Roscoe's no more.
Nobu.
Nicole
all right.
committed suicide.
Let's do this thing. Who you got?
I think Liu Kang won for my money.
Liu Kang got
Liu Kang won for my money. Liu Kang.
Thank you. All right, that's one for Alex, not Liu Kang, but I get it.
Same shit.
Who you got, Owen?
Well, I just looked at the judges, and we look like the fucking defendants at Nuremberg.
Or the guys who beat Rodney King. That's what you guys look like, too.
Yeah.
There it is.
They look like the Backstreet
Boys. He's on dust. Jesus. I thought this round was both, like, both of them are fucking hilarious, mm-hmm. and it was a tough one. I just, for some reason, I was really endeared by him laughing at the brutal opener. So, about his parents leaving him as a child or whatever. So, I'm going to have to go with him. I'm going to go with the non-Oriental.
Yeah.
Even though you were funny as shit, though, dude.
I can be Oriental.
Fucking, it wasn't like
I love
an easy
it. This
decision.
Is Nick, by the way.
Nick, how about Bowie?
Nick and Alex.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. There's also that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're tied up.
So, Alex was funny. He looks like if Lost had a CW budget, and that's who they could hire.
You're good looking. Zane, you're good looking.
Look like the guy from Lost if he didn't survive the plane crash. Anyway, sorry. And then, but I like Nick a lot. He has a lot of bravery. I could tell his dad went into the second tower instead of coming home to him again. And
wait, that wasn't the Mexicans. That was the Arabs.
Huh? He looks Italian. He looks like New York Italian to me.
All right. Well,
he is.
Yeah.
He is.
But cool. I'm gonna give it to Nick for a response. The one when he fucking played along with the whole new world. That's a fucking. It's an amazing thing when you can laugh at your own shit like that. So that was good. I like that a lot.
All right. That's.
But otherwise, I think it's a tie.
We're tied up. Theo, break this tie.
I'm gonna tell you guys something.
Shit.
No. I am. I'm pretty high, man. And I, I'm going to tell you guys what I think right now.
Oh, fuck. Can we get some cocaine to the judges?
No, dude. We can pick out of either one.
No, pick the one in the middle.
This isn't your first time, by the way.
This isn't an auction. Just you're picking.
First of all, yeah, don't.
Wait.
Don't say auction and get Ron White excited.
Wait, I'll bid 500 on Moses. No.
Thank you.
I never buy yellow, bro.
Hi, yellow.
And I'm right. You say I'm racist.
Is that a phrase?
It is.
I never buy yellow?
East of, west of La Cienega.
It's like a slavery term. I never buy yellow, you know? You got to go with a more of a tint.
All right. No, Willie's taking off.
You just walked a Negro wave guy. Good work.
No, he's just going to get something free.
Welcome back, Willie. Welcome back, Willie.
Bro, I'm so high, dude. I don't want to do
this. Dude, break the tie, man.
Theo, while we're young.
Dude, don't fucking yell at me, bro.
Theo, vote before they break.
Yes, I will take the guy on the right. I'm going to go with the Asian guy.
Nah, you know what? Fuck that.
Stage right or
right?
To break this, we're not breaking the tie because we have two more fucking rounds. Everybody calm down. There's so much more battle. Chill out.
He thinks he's thinking.
Calm
he's
down.
For
it's a tie the first round.
What about the jokes that are really funny, but people still get hurt about them?
Well, but see, this is the thing. I think this is rhetoric. That's a lie. Name a joke that someone told that really hurt him.
Oh, I don't think anything hurts.
No. I mean that even hurt the comic. I don't think a comic has ever told a joke
that got hurt by it.
That ruined their career.
I mean, Michael Richards, you know, the pitchfork joke at the Laugh Factory.
But that wasn't a joke.
Oh, he was just okay.
That's what I'm saying. That was a literal attack on people. He was just yelling at them up in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could watch that clip 16 times. You couldn't say that was even remotely him joking. He wasn't joking. I like how he went on.
I just thought it was a bad set. You know what I mean? I just thought.
But no, man, that was just him. Listen, if it was a setup and a punchline that was a bad joke,
mm-hmm.
I would have been like, he told a bad joke. That's all.
What about?
But that wasn't.
We had a kid say that. We had a white kid.
What about
say
Tracy
that,
Morgan? People got offended by him by saying I'd stab my kid
for 10 minutes, bro.
Thank you.
That went away. That went away. We don't even talk about that now. Now he has four TV shows.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Okay.
Society can get a little, they can pinch at you a little bit, you know? But if they didn't want you there, that's when you go away because they didn't want you anyway.
Right.
Roseanne's the best example for me, right?
Oh.
Roseanne said that racist ass bullshit, right? And she blamed it on like drugs or whatever. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. Don't play this game.
Yeah.
that was real. You really meant that. You said that Valerie Jarrett, is that who it was, right?
Yeah, Valerie Jarrett.
She said she looked like
a
monkey or something?
No, she said Planet of the Apes had a baby with Muslim Brotherhood.
All right, so what I said was pretty close. She said she looked like a monkey. It's essentially what she's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, bro, you mean that. She meant that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a joke. That's you meaning that. Because there isn't any joke in there.
But that makes it seem like white people can never make black references.
Sure they can. I just made one before the podcast. But if it's funny and if it's rooted in some sort of like social commentary that we all can somewhat agree with or laugh at, it's okay. I'm just saying when you are going out of your way if you say like all gays should go to hell, but there's no joke to go along with it,
that's just too much.
Then it's a shitty joke,
uh-huh.
And it's a weird racist statement.
Okay.
But if you say something like, you know, Sandro Yocalano,
mm-hmm.
I love Sandro. I don't like doing other people's jokes, but Sandro has a joke where he says, you know, I used to bounce at a gay club, you know, and I used to say thank you for coming out to them as well, just like I said to you guys. And then he goes, gay people, you know, God love them. Well, God hates them, but you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, right, the joke right, is funny. Right. The reference is social and large. So when she makes that joke about Valerie Jarrett looking like an ape mixed, Planet of the Apes mixed with
Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah.
There is no joke. I'm saying there is no joke. If you're not telling a joke, you're just making a racist statement.
Got it.
That's the end of that to me is what, that I mean, to me is the.
It's racist until you Google Valerie Jarrett.
I thought it was funny. The side by side I thought was funny.
Second round, 30 seconds apiece. So, Jules Mack, who's going first?
I want Nick to go first.
Perfect. Good Nick, call. Alex, second round. Let's roast!
Alex was recently on a show called Last Ship. Not to be confused with a documentary about how his parents got here called Last Shipping Container.
I could see it.
Alex used to rob electronic stores, as he called it, taking back his culture. Out of all the electronics that Alex ever stole, the worst thing he stole was Miley Cyrus's haircut. So,
Nick did some research on Ancestry.com. All he got back was a picture of diarrhea.
That's the greatest joke I've ever heard.
Your teeth look like the Chiclets your dad sold to get to this country. Nick, you may have won 4 roast battles, but you'll never win the having your real parents in your life battle.
Holy shit.
Woo!
Bars.
Fuck.
Jules, who Ooh. You like? Yeah.
Man.
Damn.
I'm glad.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm glad that real bullet hit Brandon Lee instead, because this guy's funny.
That's the first The Crow reference we ever had in here. Good job.
I think Alex definitely fucking won that one.
Yeah. Let's go to Theo so he doesn't run the light. Go ahead, Theo.
Yep, Alex is the guy on the right, and I agree with him right there. I agree.
I think it's great that Theo's finally learning who's on the right and who's on the left.
The Ancestry.com diarrhea joke is in my top 5 of all time now. Like, that's fucking hilarious. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the Asian guy.
Cheeto, what you
got? I know his name's Alex. I'm doing a theme.
Fucking hot in here.
That electronics joke was fucking great.
Yeah.
Everything Alex said was great. All right, let's go to Centino now. Jesus Christ.
I think the shipping container was fucking fantastic. That was really, really good. Because I could see it. You know what I mean? I could really see that joke.
It was like the second season of The Wire. It was wonderful.
I could see it.
Yeah, or fresh off the boat. One of them.
They did look happy. Yeah, they looked like they were having a good shit. I'm going to... Alex, though, it was really, really good. Alex, yeah, you had it. The diarrhea shit, that was over after that, so... Alex got it.
It's a clean sweep!
But my thing is, like, I'm always concerned about when somebody gives a shit about what anybody says anyways. So I'm like, I like to use shit.
Words literally can't hurt you.
No, they can't, but I'm just
Niggas
saying...
Niggas never hurt
but,
you.
But okay, but to go back to what I was saying, the reason Roseanne got clipped for that is because people didn't want her back anyway.
They didn't want her
back. Right,
so that
right,
was my
right.
point. It was like it was almost you. Like that. They just. It's almost like when they find a reason to fire somebody.
Like Don Sterling.
It's like he's been fucking up got for you. So long. They yeah, just needed you. A fuck. They needed one crack to go. Hey, there. Yeah. Can we get rid of it?
His escort caught him saying nigger. Like gotta get rid of him.
So you're saying when they love you, they love you.
Hell yeah. When they and when they want you to go, they're ready for you to fucking go.
That's pretty big.
And also, to talk about Donald Sterling shit. Dude, that was what's funny. They hated him so much.
Yeah.
Because what he said wasn't even that big of a deal. When you listen to it again, in the privacy of his own home, he told his girlfriend, I know you're fucking these big black dudes. I don't want you to do that at my basketball games.
Right.
How's that racist? All he was saying was...
Well, he said the N-word.
Huh?
He said the N-word a bunch.
In the privacy of his own home.
Thank you, Andy.
No, I hear you, bro.
You can say whatever the fuck you want in the privacy of your own home.
I get all that. I'm saying, no, but when you hear it, you're like, oh my God, that guy says that. Yeah, you forget, like, oh yeah, people have a private life.
Of course, but you know what? Everybody says fucked up shit behind closed doors.
Last round. Back to tit for tat. Since you won that one, you know what? You're going to go first this round. You in? Last round! Fuck! It's a long night. Alex, Nick, last round. Let's go.
Nick enjoys butt plugs. It's the only time he has solid material in him.
Alex is a Vietnamese comic whose career can be described as the Ho Chi Minh fail.
It's funny because it rhymes with trail.
Nick's haircut says it all. Molester up top, molested down bottom.
Alex studied to be a dentist. Now he's trying to be an actor. So he still does a lot of oral work, but now he does it on casting couches.
Little inside baseball, but
Nick, your biggest credit will always be opening for Earl in Olivia Grace's Pussy.
Is there any point to this now? Alex used to race cars, but it looks like the only drag race he ever won was RuPaul's.
Keep it going for the last round! Holy shit! Wow. Will somebody get some fucking lotion on Hades' body?
Cocoa butter, at least.
There it is.
Damn.
Shit.
Jeremiah, how old are you? 27. He have a stepdad body at 27. Not even a regular dad, like a John the stepdad. Yeah,
man.
For real. Foster dad body. Anyway, last round, fellas, what do we think? Jules, do something about this.
All right, look. I think we all know that Alex killed it, right? But Alex obviously has a network that can get him jobs if this doesn't work out for him. And Nick is completely stranded alone.
I need the work!
He needs this more than fucking... He could manage his dad's fucking accountant business and...
No, it's a massage parlor on La Brea and Third.
Oh, is that all it is?
Trust me, I know. Trust me. As for Julie, you're not a cop and you've been there before.
Prove that he's not a cop, by the way.
So I'm going to vote for Nick because he fucking needs the work.
Oh, wow. All right. That's one for Nick because he needs the work. Go ahead, Owen Benjamin.
I don't know the Olivia backstory, but I just felt the electricity in the room on that joke.
Yeah. By the way...
Oh, there's some backstory.
Is that a valid backstory?
What's her deal? Like, is she here? What's going on?
She's not old enough to get in here. She's not old enough to be here.
Wow.
He wants to know if she's looking for a feature act. If you remember the joke, what I just said was funny. It was an opener. It's all good. I'm going to go with Alex.
Yeah. All right. Drew, break this tie.
Is it tied up right now?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
This is it right now?
Yes, because Jules said Nick, Owen said Alex, and Theo's retarded.
That's a rumor.
There's literally one more battle. Can we fucking get to this, please?
Yeah.
Road rules.
Alex definitely took it that round. Alex killed it. Alex, I gotta give it to Alex, man. Right. You had the strongest shit the whole way.
That's gonna do it, folks. First main event. It's Cast 5 and 4. Make a love. Alex Dwan! Hug each other. Woo! Shit. One more time for Alex and Nick, man. That's how you do it.
But everybody says every slur.
Right.
Yes, they
totally.
Do. Yeah, they do.
So that's why I'm always upset at niggas who try to actually protect the N-word. I'm like, the fact that you protect it hurts you more as a black person.
Right. So you think that, you know, there's like a movement in hip hop to try to get people to stop saying the N-word in rap songs.
That's just ridiculous.
No, yeah. There's a few comics who do it in comedy too. Like, you don't be saying the N-word in front of these white people.
You gotta stop.
People
say that to you?
No, I saw some comic check another comic about it.
You can't say names, huh?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it here. I'll tell you though.
Some comic told another comic don't say N-word in front of white people.
Yeah, it was talking to.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
but doesn't ever say the N-word.
That's what I said. I was just like, I feel like I've heard say the N-word, but he doesn't say it around white people.
That's interesting. Because he's saying then if you say it to a white crowd, you're empowering them to be able to use the word as well.
Yeah, that's what he's
right. I understand. About. I understand the logistics of that, but like. Oh, okay, but culturally, right? I listen to music. I listen to predominantly black music, and in most black music that I listen to, says whatever they feel. And if I hear the N-word, that doesn't employ me to be able to say the N-word. That's just a part of the culture of what the music is representing.
I think it's a choose your own adventure.
That's so funny.
My issue isn't to the white people. You got to move the way you want to move. My issue is to the black people who can't sleep at night because a white man said the N-word. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, sure. They're gonna keep saying it.
That makes no like
yes,
like,
we are, you know, Moses.
Like what I'm saying. Like you got kids, right?
No kids.
Okay.
No kids.
Like so. Like what happens when you have kids and they come home and your kids is like, yo, dad, somebody said some fucked up shit to me. You tell them what? He's a bully. Ignore that motherfucker. We don't tell that to the black community. We say go find him and give him more attention. I'm like, well, you're making a pussy.
Go start a protest.
Yeah, that's just my issue. Like, you're literally creating a pussy. And I'm like, that's hurting you. And that's why your culture is fucked up.
So you say, so your kids comes home. Your kid comes home.
Yeah.
He says, some boy at school called me the N-word.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
Oh, we like,
well, what's the context?
I'll put it like this. You have a son?
No kids.
Okay. Let's say you have a son.
Yeah.
He's 8.
Yeah.
He says, Dad, we were on the playground.
Yeah.
We beat these guys in this game. We beat the other team.
Yeah.
And one of the white boys yelled at me and he said, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I'm losing to an N-word.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people laughed and your boy walked away. So he came home and he called me the N-word in front of my friends. What do you say?
Oh, depending on the age. If he's at an age where he needs to get educated, he needs to get educated. And okay. he needs to determine which way he wants to move with that. You could whoop his ass, but you need to understand what's going to happen. I don't think you should be compelled to whoop his ass because then he has power over you. And us Blanches don't let people have power over us. Like, that's crazy. We got to always be able to make decisions no matter who says anything. At some point, I feel like our society is like, we're strings and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh my God. Like when that Trump shit happened in Charlotte, I wake up, I leave my house, I see white people that say hi to me every day. But the entire news cycle wants me to focus on these 2,000 white dudes marching. I was like, get out of here.
See?
Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more with the idea that like, there's a lot of this shit being pushed around.
Right.
That like, because there are a couple of bad apples, that everyone is a bad
sensationalism,
apple.
Sensationalism, right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But that moves records. That moves papers.
You know what I said the other day to somebody? This is the funniest thing. There was some white dude making a speech on Vice, did the whole thing. This white dude was like, now white guys are guilty until proven innocent. And I said, you know what's so funny about the irony is that like, that the white dudes are feeling like what black men have felt in the judicial system forever. Then now white dudes are going, you know, it's like I'm guilty before they even
Hey, this lady coming to the stage has a crayon tattooed on her body. She doesn't lose a lot in this. She's very funny. Make it up for Katrina Davis. Hurricane Katrina Davis, you're battling Isaac Hirsch. Why are you battling Isaac?
I'm excited about this. It was actually Jay's idea, but we weigh the same. So I've asked him to slap box like 3 times.
That's how the show started.
And he won't do it, so this is like the next best thing.
Yeah. You're my favorite battler ever, by the way. I love slap boxing. Hey, this guy's skinny. He's very funny. He's a really good shooting guard for the comedy store basketball team. Please make it up for Isaac Hirsch. Hirsch.
Hello.
You don't sound like that.
I do. What? Yes. Hello.
All right. Instantly likable. Instantly likable, Isaac Hirsch. Why are you battling Katrina? Who called who out?
Katrina asked me to, and who could say no to a face like that, God, other than a loan officer?
That's good.
That is so real, it hurts. We try to get a loan. Anyway. All right. Byron Squad, who do you like in this one?
Wow.
Santino loves this.
This is, it looks like a brochure for Phoenix Online University. I feel like I've seen this before.
I'm excited.
Start your career today.
Yo, it looks like Solange's brother is battling her landlord.
You guys both have the biggest fucking teeth I've ever seen. You look like two different cartoon mice.
I'm excited.
Rugrats characters, yeah.
They both seem so nice. I'm curious.
Thank you.
I don't want to say anything because I want to work with her someday and for him someday. So fucking.
I feel you on that.
Are you Jewish, dude?
No,
never mind. Fuck you. You fucking. You're never going to make it. Here you go.
That's a good point.
Isaac has the biggest Adam's apple I've ever seen, too. It's insane. You have like an Adam's grapefruit. Like, that's a fucking situation, dude.
Definitely a man.
Isaac, can you help me out with my website?
I'll take that. Okay.
I'll take that. Just pitching, Brody. I love how you just pitch. Tone, who do you like in this one?
I'm excited. This is like a battle of two of my favorite movies, The Color Purple versus American Pie. So, I don't know. Stupid. Some make
all right, let the racism begin.
So all this shit that's adding up in the world right now, all this nonsense, like you're saying, the good in us, the good people who are logical and smart and educated and have a good idea of what's really going on, you know that not every fucking white person is racist. You know that not every white person is a Republican. You know that not every Republican is a racist. You know
right,
that not
every... There we go.
Like, all this stuff to me is what's annoying. When somebody goes, you know, he's a fucking Republican racist, Pete, you're like, do you know that guy? Like, this cat right, that says, do you know he's a racist? Yeah. That's a crazy idea. Just like it's insane to say that when someone goes, oh, these leftist fucking idiots, psychic, these hippie fucking lefties. It's like, you saying everyone that's Democratic, that's a Democrat, thinks that way?
No, it's a gang mentality. Yeah.
But they're doing that. The media's making... So what it's really doing is it's like dividing... Eric Andre put up a picture of that fucking new Cedric the Entertainer show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the neighborhood. Yeah. And he said the title should have been Race Wars, you know?
right.
Because for real, it's like Cedric is angry at this white fuck moving into the hood.
Yeah.
And he's trying to educate the black guy about what it's like being white. Yeah. And it's true. It's almost like, and I'm not shitting on the show, but that idea is happening in America now, and the media like loves it. As if to say, we can't be friends.
Right.
That they're like, well, Moses, you know, you can't be really good friends with this white because, you know, he is still white at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he doesn't fit what we fit. It's like, don't divide my relationships based on your fucking premonition of who I am. Oh, you're white and straight, you must be XYZ. Fuck that. You don't know me just because you know a thing about me. That's what bothers me the most about media's hype and all the bullshit surrounding our culture. It's bullshit. It's all fucking lies.
It's one round. It's three jokes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yes, you're a gentleman. Isaac, Katrina, let's roast!
Katrina has 13 stitches in her face from a bong injury, and her ex once tried to set her on fire. I'm sorry. I meant to say Katrina's from Florida.
Isaac looks like his favorite sex position is within earshot of his parents.
Katrina, you look like the token black member of the band from the Muppets.
I'm just trying to figure out which Muppet's supposed to be black. Isaac was raised by two librarians, but he's autistic, so he still can't read a room.
Katrina pretty much only fucks white guys. Wow, it's another Katrina where the Bush doesn't care about black people.
Isaac loves big black women, but playing poker is the only way he'll ever lay a queen on her back.
Yay! Isaac Hirsch! Katrina Davis! Yeah. I am Nick Cannon, and this is Wildin' Out. All right. Liking this one.
First of all, fucking everybody give it up. That's a fucking roast, man.
No.
What just happened? There we go. God damn, dude. That last joke of you, the fucking Bush one, Troy Conrad made a face like he just found out a family member died. He was just like, what do I do? He just started running in circles like a white dude Def Jam situation in the back. Fuck, you guys were both really good. Katrina, you were really outstanding. I've seen you a few times. This is the best battle I've seen you have all the way through. That said, that Bush joke, unfucking believable. Isaac takes it.
Sydney.
Yo, listen, this is a great fucking battle because his first joke was hilarious and she came back with another funny one, her first one, right? But like the Bush joke was just like the best joke of the fucking night. The best joke of the fucking night. But yo, y'all both was dope. Y'all both was super dope.
Felt like 9/11. It really did feel like 9/11. Go ahead, Rudnitsky.
All the same thoughts. I thought these jokes were just so well written. Real refreshing after what we've seen tonight, which is some real trash.
Thank you.
We've seen a lot of trash, but this was this was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who'd you pick?
Oh, do I have to pick? Well, I gotta go with you, sir, for that Katrina joke with the Bush thing. Yeah, that was pretty great, but it was very close. It really was. Yeah. Great stuff.
Thank you, John. Where can we catch you next?
I'll probably be here for a while.
Okay.
Just drinking.
You can see him standing outside Lorne Michaels' apartment with a boombox.
Crying. Yeah.
First of all, apartment? It's a condo, penthouse, loft.
It's a brownstone.
It's a brownstone.
And I've been sending letters.
Yes. Mantino, who do you like in this one?
He already won. He already took it, so that, it's over. But I think, Katrina, I did very much like you very much. I would like to... Yeah, you were fantastic. I thought you were the shit. Yeah, you were the shit. But also, Katrina, it was weird when you led with, he only likes big black girls. That's a compliment. That wasn't a diss at all. This is exactly who likes big black girls, by the way. For those taking notes at home, this guy weighs 96 pounds, and his cock is 90 of those pounds. I guarantee you, if you're looking, are you single? Yeah. You single? Girls that don't know, these skinny looking fucking weird dudes have the biggest dicks always.
90
always.
Pound cock!
90 pound cock! 90 pound cock!
90 pound cock!
Are those Levi 401s? Nothing, all right. Yeah, I gotta laugh on that. Great job.
What the fuck?
I would have liked to see more racist stuff. I'm into that right now. But I thought it was pretty good. It was tight, and I'm to give it to the... what's your name again?
Isaac.
Good job, buddy. And you did, too. You did great also. What's your name?
Katrina.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a memory issue. Katrina, nice job. I like your do-rag, too. Oh, it's so cool.
Do-rag? All right, bro.
Not a do-rag? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Katrina, oh, you ain't gonna take that shit.
How dare you, Brody? No,
sorry
fine.
About that.
Tutorial later.
Brody, Jesus. Do-rag. How dare you disrespect the do-rag like that? That's what's up. Hey, Tony, who'd you like in this one?
This was an amazing battle. I loved it. We had McLovin versus someone whose jokes were super bad. stupid.
She had good jokes.
It's all stupid. But no, it was great. It was great battle. It's good.
Who'd you like in this one? Alex Hoopa. Who'd you like in this one?
I gotta say, it looks like a teenager's about to lose his virginity to the maid.
Wait. 1950? What the fuck? Maids aren't black anymore.
I grew up with a Trinidadian maid. I don't know.
That makes sense. All right.
Housekeeper. I'm just speaking truth, Brody. I thought you'd appreciate it. No, Katrina, you're amazing. You're always so funny. Killer jokes. But Isaac edged you out just a little bit. I loved it.
All right. Audience, who do you like in this one? Do you like Katrina Davis? All right. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. You like Isaac Hirsch? There you go. Your winner, Isaac Hirsch. Hug each other. One more time. Isaac Hirsch, Katrina Davis. They're going to go make love. Whiskey Ginger, baby. Talk to him about it.
Yeah, listen to Whiskey Ginger. I just started a new podcast. It's a new you guys got to come the fuck on. It's a new guest every Friday. It's just people that I love and respect in and out of this business. It's not just comics. It's just entertainers. It's not just entertainers. I'm sorry. It's people that I find very interesting that I want to talk to and talk about their life and their career and all sorts of bullshit. And we talk shit and find out old stories of their youth. I kind of try to focus on the come up, but sometimes we get away from it. Bobby Lee is my monthly guest because him and I have such a fun time.
Oh, that's great.
So every month he is a repeat guest.
That's dope.
So listen to Whiskey Ginger and follow me on the internet, Andrew Santino, Cheeto Santino on all that shit, and then come see us at the Comedy Store sometime or anywhere else you can across this great world.
It's a great conversation.
I loved it.
That's my guy.
This is it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a good show.